Wayfair's big sale is back. For 3 days only, October 5th through 7th, score up to 80% off everything home. With free shipping site-wide. Shop Wayday now until October 7th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Rumours have been swirling online that a great white shark has been spotted close to the Galway coast by fishermen. In an exercise in exquisite nominative determinism, we sent our reporter Bella Finn to find out.
A video swimming online claims a great white shark has been spotted off the coast of Galway. It shows a shark circling a boat. However, it's not yet known if the video is real, with many ex-users casting their doubts. But is this a prank? A classic piece of modern misinformation? Or are we going to need a bigger boat? I asked marine biologist Jack O'Donovan Traw from Fair Seas Ireland to tell us what he makes of the video.
There are so many things, and it's impossible to say in this day and age of misinformation and, you know, all sorts of fancy video editing, but even just the quality of it. Like, sharks can be misidentified very easily. Ireland has a poor beagle shark, which is much, much smaller than a great white shark, but has a similar sort of anatomy. Also, if you've ever seen a photograph of a basking shark with its mouth closed, now the fin on the basking shark is very different to a great white shark. It's much less pointy. But if you had a small juvenile basking shark with its mouth closed, to the untrained eye, one could potentially mistake it for something like a great white shark. We often hear the oceans referred to as oceans, plural, but actually the Earth only has one ocean and all of it is interconnected. So there really are limitless possibilities. I mean, beluga whales have been spotted in the Thames River, confirmed. So they can move around infinitely, any species in the ocean.
With that said, Jack also explained the large amount of underwater wildlife we can find in our shores.
Ireland has many, many species of whales and dolphins. Everything from the great blue whales that have been seen very far off the coast by the Irish Navy and the Air Corps, to ones that visit our coast, such as the fin whales, which is the second biggest whale. And our coasts are also home to many, many species of whales and dolphins, down to the smallest, which is called the harbour porpoise, which are often seen close to our coast and are actually in decline in many areas. These are very shy dolphins that can be often seen from headland. It is a possibility that great white sharks have visited and will visit Irish waters. However, they are not common to this area and to the temperatures of water that we have in Ireland. However, Ireland is home to 71 species of sharks, skates, rays and chimeras. This is the family that sharks sit in, called the Elasmobranchs. And out of those, the second biggest fish in the world is the basking shark, which visits Irish waters every summer to filter feed on plankton. Ireland does have other large, more predatory sharks, such as the poor beagle shark and the blue shark. However, these sharks are certainly no danger to humans, and in fact, humans are a far bigger danger to sharks in Irish waters than sharks are to ourselves. And that is because many of these shark species are in decline due to industrial fishing or unsustainable fishing practices, with the poor beagle shark now critically endangered in Irish waters.
But is global warming capable of pushing great whites from the warm waters of South Africa and Australia to join the basking sharks that come to our shores to feed on plankton every year?
So all around the world, waters are warming because of climate change, and that means that species that rely on a particular temperature, the water is becoming too warm for them in their area. So what's happening is they are moving north towards the poles in the Atlantic to maintain in the temperature band that they need to survive. So as Irish waters get warmer, species that are currently living further south will start to migrate up so that they can maintain that particular temperature. And this is having terrible knock-on effects, especially for our fishing community, because fish that usually spawn in parts of Ireland are now spawning further north because they rely on that cool Atlantic water to spawn. So really, if we don't take our commitments seriously to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions and tackle ocean warming, it could have devastating consequences for coastal communities all around Ireland.
Speaking to me from his angling boat out in Spittal, County Galway, Kevin McGowan says he has yet to see a great white in our waters, and if it is here, it hasn't affected the ecosystem.
I doubt it has a great effect, because one shark in his own is not going to be a problem. It's an apex predator. He's here, if there is a blue white shark in the water, it's here for for feeding. They don't generally mate, or they don't reproduce in Galway Bay or in around this area. It's usually the Mediterranean. So if it's anything, any reason why there would be one up here, it's feeding. It's obviously found out what it's here for. I would imagine it's here on its holidays, and whether it comes back here again would be doubtable. Like, I wouldn't think it would become a tourist attraction, no.
Jack had one last piece of advice for anyone who does happen to come face to face with a shark.
If you're in Ireland and you are snorkeling, surfing, swimming, and you realise a shark is coming by you, just stay calm, relax. More than likely, the shark has no interest in you. The sharks we have in Irish waters are not sharks that typically eat mammals. They're mostly fish eaters. So just be calm, relax, be respectful. What I would say is especially for basking sharks. So basking sharks, again, second biggest fish and second biggest shark on the planet, but are very, very sensitive to disturbance. So if you notice the basking sharks in the area, keep your distance, stay well away, and most importantly, don't try to cut across in front of it to disturb its path, because they're feeding in our waters. And if we interrupt their feeding, we're impacting their health and the potential recovery of the species in Ireland.
But if all of this doesn't reel you in, maybe this will.
I'd like to apologise on behalf of the Hard Shoulder, News Talk, Barrow Media as a group. There you go, Bella Finn. Make it end. Bella Finn reporting from Galway there.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Wayfair's big sale is back. For 3 days only, October 5th through 7th, score up to 80% off everything home with free shipping site-wide. Shop Wayday now until October 7th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.